Turned over tape the 14th, 15th of March 1978. The idea that quasi-empirical or empirical inferences support the claim that mathematics is true in place, or largely true in place, constraints on the interpretation under which it can be called true. This picture of what is the qualifier, what is the character of the qualification when he speaks of it being largely true, if it's being, he means it's being capable of being able to treat it as true, it's being it's kind of pragmatic justification. Because that is some of what he says, Putnam says, seems to lend support to the view that he favours a pragmatic justification of truth, pragmatic notion of truth in mathematics. That is to not to say mathematics not concerned with the, which is antithetical to the idea of mathematics being concerned with the most fundamental, his own words, fundamental general conceptions of structure that we can form, and those conceptions of structure as being directly significant for conceptual understanding of the world. For instance, the kinds of conceptual order that we can form, the conception of order that we form, kinds of order as being fundamental in our understanding of the world, and in determining the principle of intelligibility of our ontology, and as not being open to revision in the ways which intuitive, imaginative insight, it is claimed, Yale suggests that it might be, for instance, in the kind of revision that is discussed in that our own sort of most fundamental numerical concepts open to revision in the kind of way that Hooker suggests, certainly, that it is, particularly when he's talking in his article in the photocopying in the blue folder about the conceptual framework being determined by the kind of I'm afraid I've slightly lost the thread of these remarks. We have to go back and try and retrace it. He speaks about quasi-empirical inferences supporting the claim that mathematics is largely true. That's right. The pragmatic notion of truth seems to be involved here, because he does talk also elsewhere of truth of our being able to keep classical mathematics, presumably. He means mathematics founded upon Boolean logic, in the informal sense of founded upon, obviously, it's involving techniques of reasoning which are stronger than any which, for which we can provide, see, Gödel's proof, see the quotation you're looking for here. The idea of classical mathematics, we can take it as true up to the theory level at which its applications and up to the point of its up to the level of its applications domains where, for instance, the conceptual alternatives are demanded by the conceptual the fact that the subject matter, our conceptualization of the subject matter those domains, if it is contained within, retained within the framework of those fundamental notions which connected, for instance, of classical mathematics, as these reflect our conceptualization of the, or connected with our conceptualization of the most general, for instance, the foundational theoretical desiderata and the most general form of abstract structure of the kind that we encounter in the physical world as involved in conceptual structure of our descriptive language, see Hooker, at this level, then it's false, it breaks down. Particularly in the notion in the context of cosmology, relationship between fundamental microphysics and cosmology of the kind, most notably, for instance, discussed in Wheeler's free geometry, far from raising questions that discussed in Graves on the inclusiveness of collections of points doesn't, in fact, can be reconstructed completely within that set theoretic framework. The notion that it can't be nobody's ever yet shown or even hinted how to share satisfactorily. How one might be able to go beyond that. In the sense of abandoning, and in the sense in which we're called on to abandon the notion of points as fundamental in the development of topology, it's in favour, as discussed and mentioned in notion of pre-geometry, it's not in favour of some notion which regards the level, the way in which a functional abstraction operates in relation to the oppositional principles of coherence, principles of intelligibility, and ontology of the kind that C. Mabry's footnote, of the kind that apparently touched on in the opposition of, as it were, global to local, as standing outside that of continuous to discrete, as being more fundamental but not capable of being handled as except within the context of a more fundamental system which more naturally incorporates these ideas. See, for instance, the Dirac remarks about direct formulation of fundamental concepts for description of hallucination of these insights into possible forms of order derived, that is argued by reflection on the ways in which it might bring together the conceptual structure of the two theories. C. Burm, his attempts at mathematization completely out of court, for instance, his criticisms on monistic grounds of the notion of, and compare Bergman, of the notion of the points, the physical space constituted by points. As I say, the criticisms, actually, when you look at the footnotes to Wheeler's 1970 remarks, then it is in the context of the notion of sets as being more fundamental to the elaboration of topology, i.e. our existing theory of topology, and to its extension and generalization, then points, the kind of opposition, the notion of more or less inclusive collections taken in extension is not as being connected with one side of the two broad historical traditions of in which the ontological alternatives are held to stand rather than the other. And as far as fully worked out mathematical theory is concerned, look at Alexandrov topologies, look at them in detail too. Then it seems that we've plumped for the idea set out in Dirac of elaborating the existing mathematical formalism and then looking for sort of relations between the ways in which our, rather looking for ways in which the conceptual structure by descriptive scheme can be brought into conformity with a newly elaborated mathematical structure, mathematical relationships, which, as it were, which our guiding principle construction was an interesting mixture of conceptual sensitivities and heuristics of mathematical, accompanying mathematical viewpoint, heuristic perspective accompanying a purely intra-mathematical viewpoint on the relationships between the mathematical formulas and the mathematical structures involved in mathematical formalisms, not one which is Western outside the mathematics and attempted to relate it directly to C. Dirac 1930 remark about direct formulation and of the kind of concepts required and compare the remarks in Burn. For instance, Putnam remarks, in this paper I have stressed the importance of quasi-empirical and even downright empirical methods. In mathematics, these methods are the source of new axioms, of new objects, inverted commas, and of new theorems. But not, I'd argue, of new conceptions of new kinds of structure, the kinds of structure that we investigate in mathematics, defined for us by set theory, by existing foundational theory, foundational system, and is not the idea that is being open to revision. Is a quite different plane to the, and is not than to the kind of corrigibility which Putnam seems to be investigating. Compare rather the kind of what is the source of new objects and of new theorems and of new axioms, in fact, the heuristic perspective on the way that Sikestongwe and on the way that functions, for instance, perspectives of correlation of functions actually employed in mathematics, see the significance of nonlinear sheaf theory. In detail on linear sheaf theory as involved in investigation of mathematical foundations of the twister program. Putnam rightly remarks that a word of caution is in order, none of his speculations meant to downgrade the notion of proof, but the proof and quasi-empirical inference to be viewed as complementary. Actually, I should argue that proof and proof alone the introduction of new axioms or new objects increases the risk of a contradiction until a relative interpretation of the new theory and some already accepted theory is found. In fact, a relative interpretation of the new theory and some already accepted theory must be possible in, well, no, question of, for instance, nonlinear sheaf theory is providing an excellent example of this. We don't know whether a relative interpretation of that theory in, for instance, our present theory of quantifiers as connected with sheaves can be found. It seems to challenge, it seems to induce a kind of contradiction, which has kind of gross conceptual tension. The idea of relating that kind of conceptual tension directly to the kind of ontological susceptibilities of the most general abstract kind of discussed in Hooker is mistaken, you can argue. Formal deductive proof is likely to remain the primary method of mathematical verification. You argue that formal deductive proof is the only method of mathematical verification. Proof theory is, in fact, the idea of the proof theory required only the constraint that only finitist methods were to be used stemmed precisely from, by saying no mathematical justification whatsoever. His justification was rather intended to be logical and epistemological, and was precisely the justification advanced by Dummett, for instance, when he discussed the notion of the underlying rationale of the Hilbert program. Putnam also remarks that the reader will not be surprised to learn on page 77 that my expectation is that as physical science develops, the impact on mathematical axioms is going to be greater rather than less, that we will have to face the fact that empirical versus mathematical is only a relative distinction. Looser and more indirect way than the ordinary empirical statement, much of mathematics too is empirical. He notices much of mathematics, he seems to be retaining the notion that there is a core of mathematical truths which are not open to revision. On the other hand, if logic itself is open to revision in the sense that Boolean axioms and Boolean logic are false as of the logical relations between states of affairs, then it would seem that all mathematics must be open to revision in the sense that he claims, wants to claim. One remark sentence in your introduction, such an investigation must touch on many interlocking sort of questions.